or be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 38 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio, and it's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, we will talk about price hikes for pharmaceuticals. You know, every January, pharmaceutical companies increase the prices of hundreds of drugs. But this year, there's kind of a disconnect because the Trump administration had negotiated some deals on some drug prices, kind of left others alone. Reality is those deals are probably not going to really reflect in how much you personally pay for whatever drug it is you're taking. We are going to examine that more closely here in the next 30 minutes. Also, at 4:15, Jim McLean has a special report for us, an overview of last night's State of the State address. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight, quite chilly, lows around 20 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a high in the mid-40s, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, highs in the lower 40s for Friday. Friday night, cold, lows in the teens. Saturday night, extremely cold, with lows right around 10.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 38 degrees in Lawrence, 40 in Abilene, 44 in Chanute. It is 3:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Join us for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day.
Support for KPR comes from Z's West 31st, coffeeinlawrence.com.
Up next, we have news headlines in less than a minute. It's 38 degrees in Lawrence, 34 in Atchison, 38 in Topeka. It's 3:30.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is proposing an increase in funding for special education, water management, and welfare administration. State lawmakers will consider Kelly's budget proposal during the legislative session that began this week. The budget would put $50 million additional dollars towards special education, but Kansas Budget Director Adam Proffitt told lawmakers that state funding will not be enough.
So the governor is calling on the feds again to meet their obligation and increase their level of funding here in Kansas for special education.
A legislative task force is working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates funding for students with special needs in 2027 and beyond. One in three Kansas homes has radon exposure that has been linked to lung cancer. Radon is a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that naturally forms in the soil. Brian Hansen with the Kansas State University Radon Program says the gas can linger in homes and that increases the risk of lung cancer.
When you take a breath and inhale those suspended molecules, they're statically charged, so they stick to the trachea and the bronchial pathways of the lungs.
January is National Radon Action Month. Most K-State Extension offices offer radon kits starting at $10. More details are emerging about the man who was shot dead inside Lawrence City Hall last week. Omar Dominguez-Gavilan of Buffalo, Minnesota, was shot by a security guard after he entered a restricted area of the building and engaged in a fight. The Lawrence Times quotes Gavilan's sister as saying he suffered from schizophrenia. Gavilan was reportedly en route from his home in Minnesota to visit his grandmother in Mexico. State troopers found him acting erratically at the Turnpike rest area east of Lawrence and transported him to the Lawrence Amtrak station. From there, Gavilan made his way to City Hall, where he was shot. Mostly clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight, with a low around 20 degrees. Gusty winds out of the north for tomorrow. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s, lows in the lower 30s tomorrow night. Highs in the lower 40s for Friday and low in the teens on Friday night. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas was, quote, in a world of hurt when she took office 7 years ago. Now, she says, the state is thriving. That was part of her message to state lawmakers during her final State of the State address last night in Topeka. But as KPR's Jim McLean reports, Kelly said new challenges could threaten that progress if partisan differences keep political leaders from working together.
Governor Kelly used her final State of the State address.
Majority of Kansans who want to see us work together.
Cooperation, the governor said, is the only way to solve the increasingly complex and disruptive problems of the 21st century. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, we have quite a few other frequencies not in Lawrence. They are listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 4:01, we'll get you an update of news headlines. Then at 4:06, the president's use of military force has been drawing a lot of criticism.
The American people need to be asking the question, are these military interventions enhancing our security and our prosperity and our values?
We'll tell you more about the global impact of Donald Trump's aggressive foreign policy moves coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low around 20 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night low in the lower 30s. Highs in the lower 40s again on Friday. This is KPR.
All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang. That help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Morning Edition, starting off your day with the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Emporia, and 39 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, the FBI searched the home of a Washington Post journalist who the Department of Justice says was receiving classified information from a Pentagon contractor. A lot of people are drawing parallels to this search with the incident that happened out in Marion County some time ago here in Kansas, saying that sort of crossed a Rubicon that let law enforcement feel like that was the sort of thing they could do with impunity. We will talk more about it, plus hear an excerpt from last night's State of the State speech, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence. You are invited. Join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This event made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, 38 in Abilene. It's 4:20.
This is NPR News.
Kristen Stewart is diving into the deep end, directing a feature about a competitive swimmer.
I've been gunning for this forever. I've wanted to do that. I mean, everything I've done has led me here.
What led the Twilight star to create a much more intimate film? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear with Steve Inskeep and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Lows around 20 degrees tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. You're listening to KPR. News headlines coming your way in just about 30 seconds. It's 4:30.
Today, you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is proposing an increase in funding for special education, water management, and welfare administration. State lawmakers will consider Kelly's budget proposal during the legislative session that began this week. The budget would put $50 million additional dollars into special education. But Kansas Budget Director Adam Proffitt told lawmakers that state funding will not be enough.
So the governor is calling on the feds again to to meet their obligation and increase their level of funding here in Kansas for special education.
A legislative task force is working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates funding for students with special needs in 2027 and beyond. Tomorrow is the deadline to enroll for Affordable Care Act health care plans, but the future of government subsidies is still uncertain. Sam Zeff reports on how this is putting a financial strain on small businesses in Kansas and Missouri.
By some estimates, half of all small business owners and employees are covered by Obamacare. Carrie Van Meveren says the ACA allowed her to leave corporate America and start her own government contracting consulting business.
It allows me to focus on my business and less on worrying about an unexpected health event that could bankrupt me. Yeah, it's been a lifeline for me.
The Urban Institute says up to 5 million people will drop their coverage if subsidies aren't extended. I'm Sam Zeff.
£50 of ground beef have been stolen from a Lyon County food pantry. The theft was discovered on Monday at the North Lyon County food pantry in Allen, but it may have occurred as early as January 4th. KSNT reports Lyon County deputies are investigating the theft. Anyone with information about it is asked to contact the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. A man arrested for allegedly beating his 7-year-old son with a belt inside a Lawrence Dollar General told a Douglas County judge yesterday he was only administering discipline. The judge will decide whether the man will stand trial for child abuse. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the incident occurred on November 8th. Lows around 20 degrees tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. This is KPR, and it's 4:35.
Support for... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly used her final State of the State speech to recount her accomplishments during her 2 terms in office. The Democratic governor also called for more civility in politics and pressed lawmakers to find ways to preserve the state's water supply. Here now we have an excerpt from her speech last night in Topeka.
We must do something that no legislature will only get bigger. We must live up to our state motto, ad astra per aspera, and show America that civility in our politics is still possible, that civility is what brings us together, and that civility is a winning formula for governing and for life itself. Thank you and good night.
That was Kansas Governor Laura Kelly speaking last night during her last State of the State address. You will find more coverage on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 6 minutes past the hour, we will speak with Iranian-American journalist Jason Rezaian about his opinion on what is going on in Iran. Are things at a turning point? Perspective from a former prisoner of the ruling regime. We will also get you the details on today's shock announcement regarding the cutting of nearly $2 billion in funding for programs that serve people with mental illness and substance abuse issues. It's all coming up in the next hour on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week, January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Mostly clear skies expected tonight with low around 20 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s down to lower 30s. Tomorrow night over the weekend it's going to get quite cold. Lows down in the teens. Could see some sub-zero wind chills late on Saturday night. It's 10 minutes before 5.
and from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. This is NPR.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Both KPR 1 and KPR 2 start off your day with Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 35 degrees in Lawrence, 35 in Topeka. The time is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, the Trump administration has been giving drug companies a break on tariffs as part of an effort to lower drug prices. But health policy experts say the commitments have been, shall we say, vague.
Those deals probably are not very important in terms of the prices paid by most Americans for prescription drugs.
Meanwhile, prices for many drugs have risen in the first 2 weeks of 2026. What is going on? Fortunately, NPR has a person doing nothing but focusing on pharma. Her name is Sydney Lupkin, and we will hear from her shortly here on KPR. We'll get an update of news headlines at 5:30. And at 6:15, a report from our good friend Jim McLean, an overview of last night's State of the State address, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridgehaven celebrates life and family. More information at mybridgehaven.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight, low around 20 degrees tomorrow. Highs in the mid-40s, lows in the lower 30s tomorrow night. Breezy on Friday. Kind of cold, and with those brisk winds, it's going to feel colder. Highs on Friday in the lower 40s. It'll probably not feel like it's the mid-40s, though.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com.
35 degrees in Lawrence, 36 in Abilene, 32 in Atchison. The time is 5:20.
Directing a feature about a competitive swimmer.
I've been gunning for this forever. I've wanted to do, I mean, everything I've done has led me here.
What led the Twilight star to create a much more intimate film? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, listener-supported public radio. Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way in less than a minute.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
The time is 5:30.
six lawmakers, Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy combat pilot. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
Well, stocks fell across the board on Wall Street today as shares of several banks dropped after their latest profit reports. The Dow down 0.9%. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is proposing an increase in funding for special education, water management, and welfare administration. State lawmakers will consider Kelly's budget proposal during the legislative session that began this week. The budget would put $50 million additional dollars toward special education. But Kansas Budget Director Adam Proffitt told lawmakers that state funding will not be enough.
So the governor is calling on the feds again to meet their obligation and increase their level of funding here in Kansas for special education.
A legislative task force is working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates funding for students with special needs in 2027 and beyond. Tomorrow is the deadline for enrollment in Affordable Care Act health care plans, but the future of government subsidies is still uncertain. Sam Zeff reports on how this is putting a financial strain on small businesses in Kansas and Missouri.
By some estimates, half of all small business owners and employees are covered by Obamacare. Carrie Van Meveren says the ACA allowed her to leave corporate America and start her own government contracting consulting business.
It allows me to focus on my business and less on worrying about an unexpected health event that could bankrupt me. Yeah, it's been a lifeline for me.
The Urban Institute says up to 5 million people will drop their coverage if subsidies aren't extended. I'm Sam Zeff.
More details have been emerging about the man who was shot dead inside Lawrence City Hall last week. Omar Dominguez Gavilan, age 28, of Buffalo, Minnesota, was shot by a security guard after he entered a restricted area of the building and engaged in a fight. The Lawrence Times quotes Gavilan's sister as saying he suffered from schizophrenia. Gavilan was reportedly en route from his home in Minnesota to visit his grandmother in Mexico. State troopers found him acting erratically at the Turnpike rest area east of Lawrence and transported him to the Lawrence Amtrak station. From there, Gavilan made his way to City Hall, where he was shot. And former Kansas State University cornerback Terrence Newman has been named to the National Football Foundation's College Football Hall of Fame induction class of 2026. Newman is the seventh K-State player or coach to be selected to the College Football Hall of Fame and the fourth in the last 15 years. He was a consensus All-American in 2002 as a cornerback and returner. He also won the 2002 Jim Thorpe Award, given annually to the nation's top defensive back. In addition, Kansas native Gary Patterson will be inducted as a coach in the Hall of Fame this year. He was the head coach for Texas Christian University from 2000 to 2021. He is a native of Roselle, Kansas. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
From NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered.
And you are listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas was in a, quote, world of hurt when she took office 7 years ago. Now she says the state is thriving. That was part of her message to state lawmakers during her final State of the State address last night in Topeka. But as KPR's Jim McLean reports, Kelly said new challenges could threaten that progress if partisan differences keep political leaders from working together.
Governor Kelly used her final state.
Do not let the loudest voices on either extreme drown out the voices of the vast majority of Kansans who want to see us work together.
Cooperation, the governor said, is the only way to solve the increasingly complex and disruptive problems of the 21st century. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
For more coverage of the State of the State Address, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Many other frequencies listed for you online, where we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Stay tuned. We will get an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, we will drill down on the president's use of military force in the last year. Tell you about some of the impact of aggressive foreign policy moves in the Trump administration coming up on Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Race, gender, or geography. Kaufman.org.
2026 is already off to an eventful start, and while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.